こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。スタバのコーヒー1杯より安い、月額240円で全部のテキストと英語表現解説エッセイ読み放題、また月額360円で、宿題プラン、iOS 版はそっちもありますので、ぜひやってみてください。ちなみに宿題やってくださっている方々、皆さんありがとうございます。フィードバックちょっと募集しているので、こういう問題があったらいいなとか、こうだったらもうちょっとやりやすいなとか、そういうのがあったらぜひ、Twitter かバイリンガルニュース jp@gmail.com までご意見お待ちしております。よろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
1個目、カーサージカレッジの研究でマジシャンは手品の技を行う際、無意識に瞬きが増えていることが分かりました。最短6ヶ月最長50年間の経歴があるマジシャン11人にコインを使った10種類の技の動画を見せ、1週間後に実際に4回やってもらい、その様子を撮影しました。そのうち2回は鏡の前でリハーサル形式とし、残りの2回はオンラインの観客の前で行いました。すると観客がいる場合のみ、こっそりと技を行っている間に瞬きが増加しており、また技の難易度が高い場合はさらに瞬きの頻度が上がっていました。過去の研究ではマジシャンがこっそりと技を行っている瞬間にマジシャンと観客の間で瞬きがシンクロしている現象も確認されています。今回の現象の理由は不明ですが、チームは観客の瞬きを誘導することによって自分の動きを見えにくくする効果を無意識に狙っている可能性があるとしています。
According to a study by Carthage College, magicians subconsciously blink more often while performing a sleight of hand. The researchers recruited 11 magicians with experience ranging from 6 monthsto 50 years and showed them videos of 10 coin trick techniques. The magicians were asked to perform the coin tricks 1 week later. The magicians performed the tricks twice in front of a mirror and then twice in front of an online audience. The researchers analyzed the video and found that the magicians' eyes blinked more frequently while performing sleight of hand in front of an audience, and that this blinking increased even further with more difficult tricks.Past research has suggested that the blinking of magicians and audience members actually synchronizes during magic tricks. While the cause of this effect is unknown, the researchers speculate that magicians may do this subconsciously in order to induce rapid blinking in audience members, making the magic trick more effective.
So, この研究をやったアンソニー・バーンハートさんっていう人が、研究者になる前に自分がプロのマジシャンだったんだって。でその時に手品のトリックをやってる時にすごい瞬きをしちゃう人が多くて、自分が無意識に瞬きをいっぱいしちゃうから、その自分が成功してるか失敗してるかが見えにくくなっちゃうみたいな問題があるから気をつけてねって注意されたことがあるみたいな。だからその逸話的にマジシャンっていうのはそういうトリックやってる時に瞬きをなぜかしちゃうねみたいなのはあって、それを今回ちょっとちゃんと調べてみたみたいな。だからまあ基本は観客の意識をマニピュレートしたいわけだよね、マジシャンっていうのは。どっか見てほしくない方の注意をそらしながら、見られてもいいところに注意を引きつけるとか、だからまあ、瞬きを自分がいっぱいすることによって相手の瞬きを誘導して、物理的に見えない、こうね、見えないようにしてるのか、まあそれか瞬きをいっぱいすることによって相手に対して何らかの心理的なキューを出してる、なんかこうじーっと見なきゃいけないことは何も起きてませんよみたいな、とかまあ、いろんなことは考えられるけど、あとは瞬きいっぱい相手がしていると単純にディストラクションではあるからとか、
yeah,
ね、まあ、いろんな多分理由がちょっと考えられるのかもしれないけど。
Did you notice anything about this or did you have any idea about this before reading this study?
全然そういう印象はもともとはなかった。
Who noticed?
気づいたことはない。
Who noticed this originally?
The magicians themselves, right? I guess that's what this guy was saying, but...
So, they think that this actually works.
Yeah, どうなんだろうね。Well, they don't know.
We haven't had magicians do the same tricks in a controlled environment with rapid blinking and no blinking. Like not blinking at all. Like maybe that, what would that do?
実際に効果があるのか分かんないけど、やっぱりその観客がいない場合は別にそんなに瞬きが増えてないっていうことは、その技をやることで例えば緊張しちゃって瞬きしちゃってるとか、そういうことっていうよりは人に見られてる、相手がいるときにやってるっていうことだからね。でその2016年だったかな、かなんかの研究でそのマジシャンと観客の瞬きがシンクロしてるっていうのが確認されてるので、まあそうやって誘導してんじゃないかっていう。ただもう一つ、その瞬きの頻度が上がってる時っていうのは、まあ、何かその難しいトリックをしている時なんだけど、そういう時に限って観客にとって視覚情報が少ない傾向にもある。つまりマジシャンが瞬きめっちゃしてるから、あじゃあ怪しいと思って観客が注目したところで別にトリックがバレるわけではないというか、そのそれによってマジシャン本人が困るわけではないっていう状況が多いらしいんだよね。だからそれもなんかちょっと不思議というか。So, 逆にマジシャン以外のその詐欺師とかさ、なんていうんだ、あの変なものに勧誘してる時とかに、ね、この壺500万円です。これを買えば。あなたの魂が救われますよみたいな言ってるときさ、一番の大嘘をついてるときにとかはどうなんだろうね。そのそれも視覚情報はあんまり関係ないじゃん。ただこう騙してるわけだけど。
I kind of wanna
see. そういうときはまばたきどうなってんだろうとか。
I wanna see a chart with like the average blink rate for different activities. Is it possible that when people are really intensely focused on something, they blink more? Because the magician would be really focused on performing the trick, and the audience would be very focused on trying to see and catch the trick, like see where the trick is happening, you know? You know, when you watch a magician perform a trick, you're like, I personally feel like I'm not blinking. Just that's how
I know. Me
that's
too.
What I would expect, right? Like, I'm just. Like, I'm looking straight at his hands. I'm probably looking where he wants me to look, but I think that I'm like, I'm like about to witness the secret, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever watched someone do magic and seen how they do the trick? Like, sort of catch the sleight of hand?
Yeah, I guess so. Not like professional magicians, but, you know.
Just like someone...
friends
or kids.
それかまあもう知ってるやつとかね、そのコインのやつとかでさ、どこに隠してるかもう見たことあるやつとかあるじゃん。
あ
こういう時ってこの指のこの裏側に実は挟んでんだよなとか。でも正直言ってそのトリックが分かってたとしてもすごいじゃん。自分には真似できないからさ、そんな変なとこにコインを挟んでね、バレないなんていうのは、だから分かってたとしても普通にすごいなとは思うけど。
I think kids really like that sort of trick where they think something's in one hand but it's actually in the other hand and you show it to them and they're just like, what? They're just so stunned and it's exciting. They want to see it again. You know, it's, it teaches us that our eyes are not that reliable. Like, if someone knows the technique, they can make us believe something, believe that we saw something that didn't happen.
Yeah, 多分何年か前にここで話したことあったか忘れたけど、あの日本でどっかのマジックレストランみたいな、なんかイタリアンのレストランなんだけど、そのマジシャンが自分の机に来ていろんな手品してくれるところに行った時に、本当本当に何かに注目させられてる間に、机の上にこんなでかい本当実物大のハンバーグの食品サンプルかなんかが置かれてて、それに誰も気づいてないっていう、だから気づかないように誘導されてて、パッて見たらそんなでかいの いつから置いてあったんだろうみたいな。でも私感心しすぎたのと面白すぎてすごい爆笑して今でも覚えてるけど、なんかこうそんなにもさ大きいものがしかも自分の本当の目の前に置かれてんのに、うん、ずっとマニピュレートされてもう見えてないすごいなこれみたいな。もその人ものスキルもすごいし、そう、その人のスキルもすごいし自分の脳がそうやって簡単にトリックされちゃうこともすごいし、なんかわーってなって面白いよね。もう何でも見てないけどマジックなんて。
It's exhilarating to think that someone, I mean, that could have been a bomb. You know, that could have been a snake. Like, that could have been anything.
そうね。Yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah. 危ないよね。
But an entire room of people can be sufficiently distracted that they can just pull off crazy stuff without anyone noticing.
そうなの。だから自分だけだったらまだしもね、その同じテーブルに、まあそれ会社のイベントだったから、本当に5人、6人ぐらいさ、座ってて誰も気づかなかったからわーすごいみたいな盲点を完全にね複数人同時に疲れてる。
Have you seen these tricks where、a magician will like tear off the corner of a card, someone will write their signature on
yeah,
it
yeah, yeah.
and it's this whole thing where it's a uniquely identifiableThing, right? Someone has signed it. It has a very particular rip on it, and then magicians will make it appear like inside of another card or under someone's hat or some weird thing like that.
Yeah.
And I've never learned the explanation for those kinds of tricks to this day. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
It just
I mean,
seems
some
impossible.
Things that you see on TV, I'm very skeptical. Like,
there's film tricks, right?
Yeah, right. So that's different. But the ones that you see right in front of you, right? それは本当にすごい。
Yeah, this was a few years ago, but I walked past this magician in Shibuya, and there was only like 3 or 4 people around him.And he was doing magic tricks with a deck of cards. And I walked up and I just wanted to see what was going on. You don't really see magic that often. At least in Tokyo, I guess.
Yeah.
And this guy did some trick where he made the card like appear on the top of the deck thing. And he did it in front of me and I kept asking him to do it again. And he just kept doing it. And I couldn't process. It's just like this is impossible.
Yeah.
And I'm like watching super closely. Like he's letting me look, right? That he's doing it right in front of me. Like I'm right there. I take the card, I put it in, and he does this trick and it appears on top. And I'm like, okay, let me do it. Let's do it one more time. And I couldn't figure out what was happening.
Yeah.I love that when they're so confident because 見たってさ、だってもう分かんないの分かってるから別に何度でもやってくれるじゃん、
yeah.
全然いいよみたいな、で全然よく見ていいよみたいな、だってどうせ見たって分かんないんだからそれすごい気持ちいいよね。
I felt powerless. Like this guy could just snap his fingers and take my wallet or you know like anything.
Yeah, そうね。
And you know there's no There's no like witchcraft or wizardry these days. But for people to have these kinds of skills like hundreds of years ago,
yeah.
like you would just think that some people have magical powers.
Yeah.
Like I would probably think that.
結局でもそうやってすごいスキルがあるマジシャンと、まあそうでもないというかさ、まあ上手になる人と上手にならない人がいるじゃん。で、さっきの詐欺とかもそうだけど、うまく人をすごい騙して、お金とかを取る人と、まあ、そこまでいかない人がいて、その差っていうのもさ、意識して努力してやってる部分もあれば、何かこう無意識に獲得してる、こういうまばたきとかさ、その相手をマニピュレーション、マニピュレーするために、こう、動物的な、なんていうの、本能でやってることとか、それがワークしてるかしてないかによっても、その人の、能力が高くなるか低くなるかみたいなのが変わってきそうだよね。
There are a lot of similarities, I guess, between magic. It is deception, you know, and like fraud. And they use these same techniques, like distraction and making you believe something's real that isn't real. You know, convincing you that they're your grandson or something, you know.
Yeah, or 逆に, like, make you not look at things that, you know, they don't want you to see とかね。まあ、それを並列するとちょっと申し訳ないけど、でも、yeah. 次、Nature Neuroscience に掲載されたメリーランド大学医学部の研究で、マウスに抗うつ剤としてケタミンを投与する実験において、実験者である人間の性別が結果に影響を与えていることが明らかになりました。チームはもともと大半が女性の研究室で、男性がマウスにケタミンを投与した時のみ安定して抗うつ作用の効果が出ていることに気づいたため、他の複数の研究室に問い合わせてみたところ、皆同様の問題を抱えていることが判明しました。そこで手首や耳の後ろなどに T シャツや綿棒をこすりつけマウスに与えてみると、マウスは人間の男性よりも女性の匂いを好んで近くにいる時間が長くなっていました。そこで女性がマウスにケタミンを投与する際にストレスに関連する CRFを同時に注入したところ、抗うつ作用の効果が見られました。
According to a study published in Nature Neuroscience by researchers at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, the effect of ketamine administered to mice depends on the sex of the researcher. In a laboratory of mostly female researchers, ketamine administered to mice was found to have a consistent antidepressant effect only when administered by men.After other labs confirmed the same phenomenon, researchers gave mice T-shirts and cotton swabs that had been rubbed on human wrists or behind the ear, and found that mice preferred the female smell and spent more time around it. They then had female researchers administer ketamine along with stress-related hormone corticotropin-releasing factor, or CRF, and found that the ketamine had antidepressant effects.
そう、だからリラックスまでいかなくてもわーい女の人だってなっちゃってるとダメなんだよね。でわー男の人怖いってなってる時だったら効果が見えるみたいな、hmm. だからつまり脳内の特定のストレス回路を活性化することによってケタミンの治療効果を上げたり、その効果の持続期間を伸ばすことができるかもしれないっていうことが、まあ一個分かったっていうのと、その実験用のマウスが誰が扱ってるかによってネズミの行動とか薬の効果が変わってきちゃうことがある。少なくともこれに関してはそうだってことが分かっちゃったみたいな、
うん、
で分かっちゃったっていうか多分分かってた人は結構いたっぽいんだけど、この論文でもその、Whether this behavior actually affects research results though remains a sort of the elephant in the room that not many people seem to want to address って書いてあって、だからそのこれ怖いじゃん。だからね、まあ男女でバイアスがある、これは医療の分野とかいろんなとこで言われてて、まあ、いろんな研究があるけど、マウスに人間側がどう思われてるかというか、そのマウスのまず精神状態がハンドルする人の性別によって変わっていて、でそれによって薬の効果が左右されちゃうってなると、逆にじゃあ今までの実験でも実はみたいなのがあるんかなみたいな、
うん、
その今回はストレスがあった方が、まあ、薬の効果が安定して見られるわけだけど、まあ、そういう場合もあるだろうし、逆にストレスが多いと効果が見られなくなっちゃうとかもあったかもしれないし、その、
right.
ね、過去のやつはどうなるんだろう、その実際に現場の人たちはどう思ってるのかなというか、普段から、まあ、気づいてた部分もあったのかもしれないし、まあ、あまり関係ない方が多いっていう感覚なのかもしれないし、よくわかんないんだけどさ。
So the administration of ketamine is not really improving sort of the baseline stress level of mice, but rather if they are exposed to male researchers that induce a stress response first, thenWe see the efficacy of ketamine.
うん。 そう。
It's pretty unusual situation.
そう。だから、まあ、人間に応用する際も、そう。ストレス回路を活性化した方が治療効果が上がるのかもしれないっていうヒントになりうるみたいな。
I feel like I can relate to this because I've gotten a massage from a male masseuse and a female masseuse、うん、and、うん、when I've gotten a massage from a male masseuse I have this like stress responseI'm like kind of、mm. nervous. Like this dude、okay. might just like break my neck and like murder me right now. like there's sort of this、mm. weird response. Almost like if I was、right. in the restroom and I'm taking a piss and、yeah. someone comes and stands right next to me. I mean, that's not a gender related thing, but I just mean like sort of a physiological innate...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, response. Stress response. Yeah.
Yeah. そうだから今回はね、たまたまこのチームがもともと大半が女性で、あれおかしいな、なんでワークしないのかなみたいな。でなんかたまたま気づいたけど、ねそこに性別のディスパリティが、例えばこの研究分野で男性ばっかりしかもともといないとか。まあ、歴史的にそういう方が多かったと思うんだけど、mm-hmm. 逆にじゃあ女性ばっかりしかいないとか、そう偏っちゃってると、それをその男女の差に気づくことすらもできないかもしれないとか、分野によってはそうすると、mm-hmm. あこの薬は抗うつ作用がないねとか、まあ、あるかもしれないけど結構不安定だね、ちょっと使えないかなみたいな結果になってしまう可能性もあるよね。
うん、mm-hmm.Well,
とか今回みたいに複数の研究室で、まあ、同じような実験をしてるからこうやって確認できるけど、すごいニッチな分野とかだったらさ、あんまりそうやって確認する相手がいない場合とかさ、
うん、
でどうなってんのかなってちょっと不思議に思ったけど、
It's somewhat a unique circumstance here where there's aYou know, biological interface between a human animal and mouse animal.
Yeah.
mouse animal. So, but there may be, you know, various other areas of research where the sex of the researcher is affecting the result.To some degree, whether it's in how data is interpreted or in、
yeah.
how research is conducted or in this case an actual sort of biological interaction that is, you know, it's kind of like the observer effect is different、yeah. in this case for the male and female researcher.
Yeah.、ねまあ、でもだからといって何かをすごい何ラディカルに変えるっていうことはできないだろうから、そういう可能性もあるっていうのをみんなが頭のどっかに入れたまま粛々と進めるみたいな感じしかないのかもしれないけど、確かにあのね IVF やった時とかにさ、なんあの何すっごい痛くてなんか ロッドを何子宮頸管に入れるみたいな、すごい痛くて、うん、赤ちゃんみたいにさ痛すぎて泣いちゃって、そういう時に看護師さんがずっとさ腕をさすってくれたり、なんかこう、うん、大丈夫ですよみたいな横でいてくれて、それがなんだろう、おじさんなのかおばさんなのかとか、
うん、
男女によってまあ正直違うじゃん、違うと思うから、なんかそうお母さんフィギュアみたいな人なのか、うん、どうかによって
That can differ within those sexes too, you know? So there could be like very unempathetic female bedside manner.
Yeah.
So it's not like, okay, it's a woman, we're good. But, you know, with this mouse example, it's almost just like that. It's like, you know, my massage example, you know? Like,
yeah.
そう
なんだよね。
But there are probably women, female masseuses that would make me nervous, you know?
どうだろうね。
What else? What else can we learn from this research, you think? I guess one thing to note here is that the biological differences between men and women, it can be quite subtle and have like weird, I don't know, niche areas where they surface, like this one, you know?
ね、だからマウスからするとでも明らかってことだもんね。その人間からしてマウスのオスメスって別に匂い嗅いだりとか見ただけでは分かんないじゃん、まあ、ひっくり返して見てとかさ、うん、観察しないと分かんないけど。
Well, the mouse may not even know that it's related to the sex of the researcher. They may justYou know, they just don't like it.
Yeah, そうね。だからマウスがどこまでそれ認知してるのかもわかんないよね。その男女の差と思ってるのか、なんかこいつの匂い怖いみたいなことなのか、わかんない。だからサイズ感とかじゃないってことだもんね。匂いだから、なんかこの人の手大きいから怖いとかそういうことでもないっていうか。
People say about cats sometimes, like this cat likes guys or this cat likes girls、
yeah.
とか。
なんかよくあるのはやっぱ逆の性別が好きって言うけどね、
うん、
犬とかってさ、
うん、あ
の女の子の犬だったら男の人の方が好きとかっていうのは、まあ、データがあるのか分かんないけど飼ってる人からよく聞くじゃん。うちの猫もどっちもオスだけど女の人の方が好きというか、やっぱ男の大きい人の方が怖い、より怖いって感じ、
うん、
だから
Oh, so there's like a height thing, I guess.
うん、そうね。サイズがやっぱ全然違うじゃん。男女で人間は。だから、それが怖いっていうのもある。
Why behind the ear? With the t-shirt? Why a t-shirt?
でも T シャツってさ、すごい匂いつくじゃん。だからじゃない。
Yeah?
うん、あとやっぱこの辺耳の、確かに耳の後ろと首とか、あとこの辺なんていうの、この口の横、ほっぺまでいかないけど、もう口の横の辺とかほっぺとか、
うん、
で、すごいその人の匂いするじゃん、
うん、I haven't really thought about、
すごい人の匂い敏感なんだけど、
I would just assumeLike, if I was the researchers, I'd just grab the t-shirt, rub it on my armpits.
やめて、やめて。
Like, I don't understand why. So it's not like sweat. It's like
違う違う。汗の匂いじゃなくて、その人の匂いがするじゃん、この辺って。わかんない？
I thought that's
あんまない？
Like, I thought that's like sweat too.
でもさ、これも私の勝手な偏見かもしれないけど、女の人の方が、なんか、彼氏の匂いとかそういう話をよくする気がする。男の人でさ、彼女の匂い、そのシャンプーとかそういういい匂いって意味じゃなくて、でも話さないだけで別に嗅いではいるんだもんね。あんま意識 してないのかな。
I think guys will
意識はしてるけど話さないだけ。
Guys would only bring that up if it's like in a negative context.
Oh, hmm.
Whereas maybe women might bring it up in a positive context, maybe. I'm not sure.
Like, そっか。だから匂いが好きじゃなかったら絶対に付き合えないっていうか、なんか結婚とかもいかないぐらい、私の中ではめっちゃ
大事だけど。 Yeah, it's part of the, it's like biological compatibility. The part that you like,don't really have control over.
Yeah, I think I've talked about this, but my roommate smelled like, she didn't smell like me, but she was like my kind of smell. 同じ系統の匂い、うちの母親とかね、な、名前あんのかね。
その、 Is this like a Jomon Yayoi thing, or is it like a, like what is this How is this categorized?
I mean, she was Taiwanese, so I どうも弥生は関係ないかもしれないけど。でもさ、人種関係ないじゃん。Like, I've dated, you know, non-Japanese people.
Uh-huh.
And there are people that are like my kind of smell.
Some people, you know, say this ethnicity smells a certain way.
Yeah. そうね。まあそういうのもあるし。Yeah. So you don't know your kind of smell? Like, you meet some girl and then you know, get this opportunity to somehow smell her t-shirt or blanket or something and be like, oh yeah, yeah, that's it. She's my kind of smell. I knew it. みたいな。ない?
No, I think I do have that. But
okay.
It's more of an alarm that goes off if that's not there. Or if it's like a, if it's an incompatible smell. You know?
I see.
But
そっか。
Yeah. I think it's more or less the same thing. I think everyone has that, right? Like, everyone seems like would care and have a preference about what their partner smells like, right?
と思うけどどうなんだろうね。わかんない。
Maybe that's going away because everyone's post got the long... can't say the word. Can I say it?
Pandemic.
You can say it now. Yeah, the post-pandemic effect of losing sense of smell. Maybe people will be like less selective. And
I don't know.
But it'd be bad if it like came back later and then you realize you don't like how your partner smells.
これ分かってくれる人いると信じてるんだけど、夫の鼻息の匂いとかめっちゃいい匂いするの。なんかふんってしてもらって、それを寝てる時とかちょっとふんってしてもらって、それをって嗅いだら、あみたいな。
That's a little bit too far.
なんかほっぺとかもすごいいい匂いするし、鼻息はなんかもうそれが何濃縮されてるみたいな、すっごいいい匂いがする。
I'm just imagining you just sucking in.
みたいな、めっちゃリラックスするみたいな。
Scent vampire.
でも、あ、わかるわかるって今聞いて言ってくれているあなた、ありがとうございます。いなかったらどうしよう。
What about people who don't get it?
Oh, you're missing out on life. 次。
A man named Jason Allen submitted an AI-generated image to the Colorado State Fair's Fine Art Competition and won first place. The image, titled Theater d'Opera Spatial, depicts a futuristic but also Renaissance-style scene with three women in traditional Western dresses in an ornate room with a large circular viewport to the outside world. Many people on the internet were upset by this news, saying things like, we're watching the death of artistry unfold before our eyes, and a tweet saying, that's pretty fucking shitty, got over 80,000 likes. Allen generated hundreds of images using Midjourney AI, selected what he thought was the best one, upscaled it using Gigapixel AI, printed it on canvas, and then submitted it to the competition. He received $300 and a blue ribbon for first place.
毎年開催されているコロラドステートフェアの芸術コンテストにて、 AI が生成した絵画を出品した男性が1位を獲得する事態となりました。空間オペラ劇場と題されたその絵画は、未来的でありながらルネサンス風でもあり、下界に通じる大きな円形の穴が開いた劇場に伝統的なドレスを着た3人の女性が立っている情景が描かれています。ネット上では芸術能力の死が目の前で繰り広げられているなどネガティブな反応が多く、これはもうかなりクソだというツイートには8万件以上のいいねがついています。1位を獲得した男性は Midjourney AI を使って数百枚の画像を生成し、その中から最も良いと思ったものを選び、ギガピクセル AI を使ってスケール アップスケールし、キャンバスに印刷してコンテストに提出したそうです。男性は賞金として300ドルと1位のブルーリボンを受け取りました。
Yep.
AI を使っちゃダメっていう明文化されたルールはなかったんだよね。
うん。
別に。
うん。
まあ、あったとしても意味ないと思うんだけど、まあ、ルールを破ったとかで、right. 一応ルール内でやったはやったんだよね。
いや。
ただ自分で作ってはないってことだよね。
He put in the text that resulted in that image being generated, and he selected that image out of hundreds of images that were generated from text that he input.
Do we know the exact text that he put in?
I don't.Think he's revealed the exact text.
Oh, okay.
At least I did not see it.
アイデアは彼のものってことだもんね。どういう、どういうテーマか。ただそれでどういうのが出てくるかは彼自身も分かんない状態で出てきたやつの中でいいのがあったっていうことだよね。まあこうなるよね。
Do you like the art?
I actually like it.
You like the Théâtre d'Opéra Spatial, whatever it's called.
Théâtre d'Opéra Spatial. あの、絵自体は好き。あの、すごいかっこいいというか、こういう、なんか、確かにルネサンス風だけど、ちょっと、サイファイ見てもちょっと違うけどね、あの現実離れしたようなテーマ、だけどそんなとんでもない感じでもなく、いい感じのバランスみたいなこの絵自体は好きだけど、確かにこう AI が使ったやつを自分のもの、 AI が作ったやつを自分のものとして提出する、それがルールで禁止したとしても、正直それをエンフォースする方法がないってなると、どうなんだろうね、どうだろうね。この一生懸命手で書いてる人がそれでガンガン負けちゃうみたいな、まあ今回もそうだと思うんだけど、なっちゃうと、まあ基本みんなのやる気はなくなっちゃうよね、評価されないっていうことになっちゃうと。コンテストの意味は何なのかみたいな、そのコンテストとは何なのかみたいな話になってきちゃうというか。
So they had a panel of expert judges qualified to be fine art judges, and none of the judges knew or could tell that that image was created by an artificial intelligence.And it's very interesting that people used to say that, oh yeah, artificial intelligence will be able to do this, and it'll be able to do that, and it'll be able to, you know, analyze x-rays and MRIs and, you know, make predictions about stuff, but it'll never be able to generate art. That was, I think, we can now say that was completely wrong. Unless you want to redefine art.
まあ、だからクリエイティブな部分は AI がやるのは無理みたいなのは確かにずっと言われてたけど、その人間のね作ったクリエイティブなものをたくさんフィードすることができるわけだから、まあ人間ができるんだったら、
それをこう
大量にフィードできるんだったら、それはできちゃうよね、やっぱこういうふうに。だからやっぱ部門を別で作るしかないんじゃない、もうその AI 生成絵画部門でいいアイディアがあった上に、その中からいいものを選ぶ、その選ぶ力があるそこを評価するみたいなさ、
So you think it should be a separate category?
だってオリンピックとかもそうじゃん、別に最初は何て言うの、いい悪いで決まってないんだから、別に男女で分ける必要が絶対にあるかって言ったらないんだけど、なんで分けてるかって言ったら、 どんなに頑張ったって結局体が大きいとか、ね、生まれつき男性みたいな人が勝っちゃうんだったら女性は全然楽しくないよね。なんか頑張る意味なくなっちゃうね。あ、じゃあ分けましょうってなってるわけじゃん、
うん、
それと一緒というかさ、どんなに時間をかけて作ったって
is art a competitive thing like this? You know, it's kind of like, and then how do you enforce that? Like you were saying, it's hard to enforce. Are you going to have artists like live stream, or it's going to be broadcast、
ね、
live, like artists painting at the exact same time, and it's like they're like yoi dong, and you're just like making your art live, and everyone can see that you're not using AI.
しかも結局アイデアがすごい大事だからさ、じゃあ自分が実際に描くとしても、そのアイデアをじゃあ AI から取った場合、その例えば今回もさ、この空間オペラ劇場、自分がテキストを入れて AI が出してきた中からこれが一番いいなって思って、それをじゃあもう丸コピーして自分で筆を取って書いた場合、
うん、
それもさ一からアイデアを考えたわけじゃないじゃん。じゃあそこで AI の力を借りてやった場合もさ、やっぱり、ね、構図から何か全部一人で考えた場合とは違うから。
But nobody comes up with things from zero, you know? All the artists are inspired by other artists and their art styles and art history.
そうなんだっけ、そうなんだっけ、やっぱちょっと違うじゃん。その AI が考えたものそのまんまさ、もう丸コピーするってなるとさ、何かをレファレンスしてとか何かをオマージュしてとか、そういう問題ではもうない
から。Well, you still selected that one.
いや、そう、
right?
そう。でもだからやっぱその違う部門があったら、その部門があることは何、それ自体は全然ありじゃん。何、それも意味ないとは多分誰も思わないと思うっていうかさ。
It's like with chess, right? We let humans play chess against each other.And we watch their chess games, but they all would just be destroyed by a computer. And
yeah.
So it's like, okay, the AI is gonna, because the AI is so good that it's gonna win competitions, we have to exclude it. If the AI wasn't winning the competition, I don't think we would care, right?
Yeah.
But it's like,We have to admit that the AI is now at that level, like computers、
yeah.
became with chess, where it's like we want to value the human aspect of chess playing. We want to value the human aspect of painting and like art creation rather than just the result, right?
ね、だから多分2つあって、そのアートに関してはさ、まあ、単純に個人の好みっていうのがあるじゃん。どんなに有名な絵でも個人的に嫌いとかあるし、全然無名なやつでも個人的にすごい好きとかあるしさ、
mm-hmm.
それが一つと、でもう一つ、その人類の芸術の歴史の文脈みたいなのがあるじゃん。だからいつも言うけど、ジャクソン・ポロックみたいなのとかさ、その文脈があって、
right.
あすごいってなるやつ、それがだから今回みたいなのは、それどっちもクリアしてるわけだよね。その審査員の好みもクリアしてるし、なんか、あ、この歴史の文脈って言うとちょっと大げさかもしれないけど、単純にノベルティがある、あこういうの見たことない、あいいねみたいなさ、
mm-hmm.
だからそういう意味で言うと、その AI 生成側に文脈はないじゃん、別に。そのただ言われたテキストをそのままそういうやつを作ってるだけだから。ただ確かに選ぶ側には文脈の知識がある場合があるから、そう考えると AI が生成して それを選んで、じゃあこれがアートですって言った時に、まあ、そこにそういう文脈がある可能性っていうのは全然あるよね。
Isn't the taste the most important part? It's likeSo the curator of a museum, they didn't create the art, but they have the taste. They know what goes where. They know how to create the user experience of viewing art, right? And they can select good art. DJs are just selecting music that's appropriate for the occasion. And they're sort of reading the room. They're reading, you know, cues off of how people are reacting to the music. They're not creating the music. I mean, there's some, you know, scratching and beat juggling or whatever going on, but there's artistic value that we all acknowledge as being artistry in the selection, in the taste, and in the idea. And all those elements are still there with this, what's his name? Jason Allen, you know?
Yeah, so the taste aspect is not the problem. I think the second thing that I mentioned, that the context is going to be more of, I wouldn't say a problem, but, you know, the thing that could be discussed.
What do you mean?
Well, this historical context where, like, you know, novelty and basically just this unexpected, you know, whether it's a subject matter or style or, you know, composition or whatever.
Right.
Or skills. If it's completely new, then that's what matters, right? In art. Like, historically, that's always been the focus.
I think there's there's a net delta effect of anything created in the world, including art. And so novelty is one axis of that. And novelty can be good, but something can be quite novel but still have a very limited impact if it reaches a small number of people. So there's an accessibility factor to art that determines how, you know, what is the scale of that net delta. And I think this is, at least, I mean, this is just my personal theory on how we can objectively value art. You know, you can calculate
like
that.
It feels like it becomes a big movement when it breaks the traditional sense of art, or like, even if people don't necessarily like it, it could turn into a big movement when it's something that people really didn't expect or people have never seen. You know, it's just something that's so shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, それがあるから多分 AI がどこまでそういうものを作れるのか、その元になっているのが人間が作ったものじゃん、過去に作ったものだから、どうなるのかなと思ったけど、まあいろんなものを大量に作ってって、その選ぶ方はだから文脈を理解しているわけだから、あ、これがまさに当てはまってる、これがまさにナボっていうものを選んでそれを世界に見せることができるわけだよね。そうするとだから確かに AI を使ってそういう大きいムーブメントを作る、新しいムーブメントを生み出すこともできそうだなとは思う。
Do you think that's going to be a strength of AI, that it will generate novelty, or is that still
that's up to us, that's up to our preference? それはうちらがどう使いたいかじゃないの。
Well, there is this interesting feature, or it could also be a limitation, of these sorts of algorithms, that their input is what is artwork that has already been produced before, right? So the novelty comes from some sort of amalgamation, some kind of interaction between all this input data.
Yeah. Yeah. まあ人間もそうだもんね。その量が違うけど。
You know, people have like taped a banana to the wall. You know this? I don't remember what it is specifically, but people have debated for a long time, like, what is art, right? And
yeah.
And some people have tried to, you know, say that this isn't art, or it's not valuable art, or, you know, we need to appreciate the human aspect of art, but then there are a lot of things that have happened accidentally that are considered art.
Yeah.
There's like somebody left their glasses on the floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a famous, yeah.
And that was, that like became an art installation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, it didn't become, well, people thought that it was part of the exhibition, which is, you know,
that's so funny.
確かに, like if you've been to like Yoko Ono exhibition or something like that, for example, you know, and then you suddenly see glasses on the, in the corner, you might easily assume that that could be part of the thing. And so, まあ確かにそういう部分もあるんだけど、まあだからコンテストってなるとね、やっぱ、まあでも部門を分け、でもね、部門分けたって別に AI 使っちゃダメっていうルールをさ、みんなが守ってくれるとは限らないもんね。
で
それでやってみたらいいよね。だからやってみたらいいんだよ。それだから部門を分けて AI を使っちゃダメっていう部門を、もともとの部門は AI を使っちゃダメですってことにして、どういうのが勝っていくか見たときに、実は5年連続この1位の作品を見たら、実はみんなちょっと AI 使ってるみたいな、みんなちょっとやっぱチーチしてる、そうじゃないと勝てないみたいになっていくんだったら、それはそれで、あ、やっぱそうなるかみたいになるのか、ね、その AI 部門と AI 使っちゃいけない部門で作品を見たときにどっちの方が面白いのか結果できてるかみたいな。
Well, I think we should see humans versus AI. It's really humans versus humans plus AI, right? In a way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So it makes sense that they would, that the humans plus AI would be competitive, right? If it was just the AI by itself, you know, it would submit something that looks horrific and makes no sense.
結局さ、アイデアの数が問題なんじゃないのかね。その元々レファレンスの量じゃない？よく考えちゃったらもうアートなんて。そうするとさ、もうどうやったってじゃあ勝てないじゃんってなってしまうというか。
The idea isthe more important part, right? Not the execution. Not how well you can like move a pen, right? Is that the important part? Like how accurately you can like
crosshatch? こうやって印刷されちゃうともうちょっとそれ関係なくなっちゃうけど、まあでも必ずしもレファレンスの量とかではないか、ないのかな。いや、わかんないね。
Do you know the quote?From Andy Warhol, it goes, "Art is anything you can get away with." I like that really broad definition of art. You know,
yeah.
That the definition, or like art, by definition, seeks to defy definition. Mm. You know, that it's like this,
yeah,
this subversive force.Very cool. You know, he was asked to contribute a piece of artwork for Apollo 12 to send to the moon. And do you know what he drew? Andy Warhol drew a penis.
、ね、And they sent that to the moon. 例えばこの AI、 同じ AI を使うとしても、私がテキストを考えてで出てきたものを選ぶ場合と、エンディ・ウォーホルがテキストを考えて選ぶ場合だったら、確実にエンディ・ウォーホルの方が面白いものを出してくるだろうなって誰でも思うじゃん。
Yeah. It was the idea that Andy Warhol, one of the greatest artists that was living at the time, was asked to contribute artwork to send to the moon. You know, to the moon. And he drew a dick.Like, the idea, you know, not the skill involved in drawing the penis, but the idea of submitting that, you know, is profound. It's profound because it's, like, stupid and
ridiculous. だからやっぱ部門をすごい分けないといけないじゃん。だからそのスキル部門みたいな、なんかスキルも加味した部門と、 もうこうやってもう AI のやつそのまま印刷しちゃってるみたいな、とかデジタルとかさ、まあ、スキルが違うわけじゃん、その頭にあるものをいかに物体化するかみたいな、それを自分で自らやる場合と、もう違う競技じゃんこれはもう。
But Andy Warhol's point here is that it's not something we can control. That it's subversive. That people will, you know, break the rules, use AI. That it's whatever people can get away with. You know, so like...
Well, yeah, that's because he broke all the rules. Right?
Yeah, but I'm... But and, I think he's that's, right
that's
about
why he,
the nature
that's
of
why
art.
He matters. That's why he became huge. And that's yeah. like all the famous painters and artists basically mm-hmm. are that, right? They broke the rules.
Mm-hmm.
They shocked everybody. だからそれがアイディアなのかスキルなのか、なんかそういうさ、so like 例えば I don't know、まあ、なんか昔の人とかだったらどんなにいいアイディアがあったって、その自分の手とのコーディネーションが悪かったらもう終わりというかさ、
mm-hmm.
そこのがアーティキュレーじゃなかったら終わるじゃんめっちゃいいアイデアあるんだけど、それを表現うまくできないで終わるみたいな。
Like if Stephen Hawking was still alive and he could put words into DALL-E or whatever one of these programs, and he could generate hundreds of artworks and then select one and then tell us what the meaning of that artwork is, I'm all in. You know, like I want to see that. I think it would be incredible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I understand the nostalgia and sort of the weirdness of it. It's almost like an uncanny valley type of thing where you're looking at this art and it looks like real art. It looks like it was made by people, but you know that it isn't. You know, so.
Do we even get at the uncanny valley effect? I don't, because we can't tell.
Well, once you know, you feel this dissonance. No?
I don't even feel that.
But once because you know it's created by an AI, I don't know, I wouldn't call it uncanny valley, but some kind of weird feeling of this is too good.
I already passed that, I guess. もう I accepted it. もうダーリーのやつとか見ててそこ通り越しちゃった。あ、もう、もうできるね。
Have you signed up for DALL-E?
No, but I tried Stable Diffusion.
Ooh.
And they made something. I don't know text. I generated some pictures and. Well, I didn't. They did. And.
From your text?
Yeah. すごいなんか怖いやつができた。
怖い。
なんか人間の男の人の顔写真が入ってて、パッと見リアルなんだけど白目がないなくなっちゃってて、怖みたいな。
It's the guy from Men in Black.
Yeah, the one that you did with DALL-E, with the picture of my son.
Mm-hmm.
That was very eerie. Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
The ability to not just generate from text, but to input an image and have it generate variations of that image
is
very, very interesting. Because they all sort of make sense.
Yeah. So,
it's like you can just see the multiverse generated of your son wearing that mask.
そうだ、説明すると、うちの息子が夏祭り、ロンドンで行った日本の夏祭りで、トーマスのお面をかぶってハッピーを着てる写真。だから顔は見えないんだよね、トーマスになってるから。でなんか屋台みたいなところ前に立ってる写真をダーリンにマイケルがフィードしたら、子供が要はお面をつけて立ってるっていう画像をいっぱい出してきたんだよね。
Did you show him that?
No. I haven't. I mean, I could.
I don't know. Is it, でもどうやって説明するの、like okay、息子にそれ。
ある意味ホラーだよね。
There's so much confusing stuff going on these days where, you know, like when we were children. There wasn't crazy stuff like this. There weren't like deep fakes and like weird, you know, AI stuff and all these filters and stuff.
あ、これだ。そうで、しかもね、その、なんて言うんだろう、息子の髪の毛の色とか、多分その後ろに他のお面がドラえもんとか映ってるし、ハッピーとか、でうちの息子もハッピー着てジンベイ着てるから、なんかアジア人だろうと思ってんだよね、ダーリーが多分思ってるっていうか。だから、あの、新しく生成した画像も全部男の子だし、髪がみんなこう黒いというかさ、お面かぶってても分かる、うん、アジア人味みたいな感じなんだよね。で、なんかみんなちょっとお面つけてこっちを向いている。で、しかもさ、今これ改めて見て気づいたけど、うちの息子はこうお面をゴムバンドみたいなのでさ、何はめてるから、手は普通に下げてんだよね、
うん、
だけどダーディが出してきたやつ全部で5枚あって、そのうち2枚は、あ、3枚かは子供がお面を手で押さえてんの。
うん、
だから、その顔が何か違うものになっちゃってるんじゃなくて、何かをつけているっていうのも、まあ、分かってる、バレてるってことだもんね、
うん、
だこれは人間であってね、何かを顔につけていて、それは手でこうするときがある、うん、それはお面ですっていうのがなんかバレてるってこともね。
Presumably in a lot of the input images in that data set, there are a lot of images of people holding the mask up to their face.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's interesting that it makes subtle changes like that, and the longer you look atthe iterations of an image that it generates.
This is so scary, though.
The more...
We should maybe show this to people. うちの息子のやつだけ抜いて、むしろ。
This is one of the first things I did with Dolly. You sent me that, and I was looking for something to use for Dolly, and I just threw that up there. And, it's pretty amazing.
いや、これすごいんだよな。これみんなに見せよっか。
How are you going to explain it to him?
いや、わかんない。でもね、I don't think he would think that this is weird, you know?
Really?
Because for him, it is what it is, right? It's nothing... Like, he doesn't understand how crazy it is, because everything is crazy to him.
But that, so, the mask, he knows which mask he actually wore.
Yeah.
And he's going to see all these other masks.
Yeah.
And is he going to want those?
No.
No.
He loves Thomas.
Okay.
次.
According to researchers at the University of Cambridge's Center for the Study of Existential Risk and the University of Birmingham, the world is woefully underprepared for a cataclysmic volcanic eruption.And the potential repercussions it would have on global systems such as supply chains, climate, and food. In an article published in Nature, the researchers suggest that there is a broad misconception that the risk of large volcanic eruptions is low, and that current levels of government investment into mitigation are insufficient to the point of being reckless. Co-author Dr. Laura Mani stated the following.Data gathered from ice cores on the frequency of eruptions over time suggests there is a 1 in 6 chance of a magnitude 7 explosion in the next 100 years. That's a roll of the dice. The Tonga eruption was the volcanic equivalent of an asteroid just missing the Earth and needs to be treated as a wake-up call.
I tried to read your part.ネイチャーに掲載されたケンブリッジ大学生存リスク研究センター及びバーミンガム大学の共同研究で、世界各国において将来的に起こりうる大規模な火山噴火と、それによるサプライチェーン、気候、食料などへのグローバルな潜在的影響に対して準備が極めて不十分であることが分かりました。
論文では一般的に大規模な火山噴火のリスクは低いという誤解が浸透しており、政府の投資レベルが現在の水準では無謀と言えるほど不十分であると指摘しています。共著者であるララマニ博士は以下のように述べています。氷床コアから集めた地質学的年代レベルでの噴火の頻度を示すデータを見ると、今後100年の間にマグニチュード7の爆発が起こる確率は6分の1で、これはサイコロの目と同じです。今年1月のトンガの噴火は小惑星が地球をかすめたようなもので、人類は目を覚ます必要があります。
Yep.
Yeah, well, wake up call ありすぎだからもうなんか全方向からさ、right?
Wake up calls. Well, we're already、yeah. having, you know, there's already global disruption of supply chains and,
yeah,
you know, food is becoming an issue in some regions where it wasn't previously, as well as fuel and.Energy in yeah, general. Was so,
was it this week? なんかイギリスの朝のワイドショー的な番組でルーレットでやって、視聴者電話で参加してる視聴者に賞金とかをプレゼントするみたいな企画で、mm. まあなんか1000ポンド、2000ポンド、3000ポンドで、あの pay your bills みたいな、光熱費を払ってあげますみたいな。でルーレットやったら光熱費払ってあげますになって、でその電話で参加してる人めっちゃ喜んでんのね、
うん、
ああよかったみたいな、で光熱費4ヶ月分払ってあげますよ、よかったですね、高額商品ですみたいな、
うん、
でそれがすごい炎上してて、もうブラックミラーかよみたいな、
うん、
それをこうエンタメとしてやるんじゃないよみたいな感じで、
うん、
そういうこうね、もう来月からすごい光熱費がさらに上がりますとか、
うん、
まあ、それもグローバルサプライチェーンのディスラプションによるものも大きいから、
I think they、yeah. declared a state of emergency again in California due to、electricity shortages、
hmm.
Didn't they do that also in the UK a while back?
I don't know.
I think it was last winter they told people, I don't know, there was some controversy where some government official told、mm. People to just wear a sweater or something. You don't remember this?
No.
Hmm.
まあ今もでも家のインスレーションを良くしましょうとか、新しい、ね、効率がいい冷蔵庫とか、そういう常にオンになってるものは買い替えましょうとか。
Hmm. Is that? Does that help?
I finally ordered electric blanket.
Oh.Nice. マイケル宗教に加入して It's so efficient.
Yeah. Yeah, 全然値段が違うから。
It's seriously so, so efficient. If you use an electric blanket,
yeah.
I mean, it's like 20 watts, 25 watts on medium, mm. and you won't be cold.
Yeah, so I finally got one.We'll probably need to, but then, まあ、どういうブランドとかよくわかんないから、とりあえず一個買ってみた。
Are you still using your brand new fan, or?
We're not using anything right now because the weather is pretty nice.
Mm.
It's not hot, it's not cold.
Mm.
So it's, but it rained like crazy yesterday for like an hour, 1時間ぐらい。でも水浸しになって道路が結構いろんなところで、まあ、普通に歩くとこは平気だけど、何水たまりがすごいことになってるから、たまにね車でちゃんとゆっくり減速してくれない車とかがいるとバシャーンって人にかかって、 私昨日2人それされてる人を見て、まあ、ちょっと顔を合わせて、ああ困ったねみたいな感じで、
うん、
だったけど、いや。
Are there any volcanoes in the UK?
I don't think so, but I have no idea.
Is it a volcanic island? I have no idea.
いや、ないんじゃないの？あるの？
I don't really picture volcanoes when I think of the UK.
Oh, yeah, so there are no active volcanoes.
Are there inactive volcanoes? Is it volcanic? Because a lot of islands, most islands are volcanic, right?
Extinct volcanoes. よくわからん。でも active なのはないんだね。まあそういうイメージもないよね、別に。
So, this study is talking about super volcanoes. Right. So this is not like a... The volcanoes we think of are like these little pointy volcanoes on the surface that look like volcanoes. But actually, that's after it has... Something has erupted and that thing is there, right? So it's like... There's actually a lot of places on Earth where that there's no peak like that. Either because it hasn't erupted yet or it has already erupted and then collapsed into like a caldera, which used to be like a... These calderas are just... There's these large masses of magma like under the surface. We expect now that these super volcanoes, calderas, there will be a massive eruption once every 600 years or so. And this is for eruptions that are 10 to 100 times more powerful than the Tonga eruption. What was the volcano that erupted and disrupted? It grounded all the flights. Do you remember that? It was like... When was that?
I have no idea.
Do you remember that happening, though? Remember all the planes were grounded because of some volcano? This was in like...
It wasn't Iceland or anything, right?
I think it was in Iceland or something like that.
Oh my god.
I just remembered that happened. They grounded almost all the planes, like globally, for a few weeks.
Ah, yeah, so that Iceland, yeah.
Yeah.
2011, kana, caused a cancellation of around 900 flights.
Yeah, yeah. What was that called? That volcano?
I see the name, but it's in Icelandic, and I don't know how to pronounce this.
Can you just try it?
Asia Fija La Jokal.
See, that's why I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce this.
There's no way to remember that.
Icelandic 語ってすっごい難しいんだよね。私昔友達2人いたけど、2人ともの名前をあの発音することしかできなかった。あのファーストネームはまだ呼びやすいように短くしてくれたんだけど、名字とかも
どんだけも、there's so many like K's and R's and
how do you pronounce って言ってもこれはビデオだ。Okay.
Play the video, or will we? Oh, I don't want to like rip off their content or something. Have some copyright issue for how to pronounce a word. I saw a made-for-TV movie.
Oh, I found it.
Yeah?
Eya Fia Pla Yer Ka Dal.
That can't be right. The J is a Y, yeah? And then they have like a lot of O's with the double...
Umlaut,
or is that what that's called? Or is that something else? I might be confusing that with something else, but...
Yeah.
Eya fiala yo cool
って発音するんだよって書いてあるけど絶対通じないね、難しい。
Is that different? That's different、yeah. from Swedish, right? Icelandic.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
But they both use the same, they like write the same way, don't they?
I don't know if it's the same. It looks very similar to us, but I don't know. I'm trying to go to Iceland sometime in the near future to go see Aurora.
Is that the best place to see it?
I don't know if it's the best, but まあ、いろんな何カ国かで見れるじゃん。
Canada, Iceland.
You should go to Sweden and yeah.
Greenland.
But my husband has never been to Iceland. He's been to Sweden maybe more than a couple times for business trip. So. どうせなら違うとこ行こうみたいな。あ、今日ちょっと本当に頭回ってない。Like allergy and
how so?
Period and
you did read the intro like 5 times.
そう。本当だよ、珍しく。そう、こんにちはこんにちはの後のあそこの部分だけで4回ぐらい引っかかったよね、
うん、
でなんかやるごとに悪化するみたいな今まで引っかかったこともないところで引っかかるみたいになっちゃってさ。
Isn't it weird how that works? If you
yeah, my brain
mess
just...
something up once, it's like now it's like unstable.
Yeah.
And you kind of lose confidence.
ね、いつも呪文のようにさ、そうバーって出てくるのに、なんかあ、宿題のフィードバックも言わなきゃいけないし、あれもこれもとか、なんか考えたらちょっとあれ普段何を言ってたっけって分からなくなっちゃって、どっかに書けばいいんだけどね、書けばそれを読むだけなんだけど何も書いてないから、いつも。でも今週から息子が学校だからさ、もう何制服めっちゃ揃えたやつ全部に名前つけたりとか、もうあ泣かないようにどうやって言ってくれるかなとかさ、もういろんなことしてたら、もうで朝、しかも冬になるとうちの息子なぜかすっごい早く起きるのね、真っ暗なのにさ、5時半とかに起きるからさ。
It's not winter yet.
うん、でもねもう結構くまあ冬に比べたら暗くはないけど、でも朝はやっぱもう暗いねって言っても、うん、5時台とかは暗いってぐらいで、真っ暗でさ起こされてさ、なんか久しぶりにちょっと今週寝不足でとかもあって、いやなんか明日から息子が小学、まあ、小学校0年生レセプション初日ってなったらさ、私がなんかもう遠足の前の小学生みたいな、ドキドキしちゃってすごいエンザイリーがなぜか湧き出てきて朝4時ぐらいまで寝れなくて。 I think first of all I don't do alarm really well anymore、
うん、
so この 4,5 年でさ、アラームをつけて何時に決まった時間に起きなきゃいけないっていうのがもう特別編でやった2回とかしかないわけで、そうすると昔は平気だったんだけど、
It's so privileged,
目覚ましをかけるってなっただけでエンザイリーが発動しちゃうんだよね、もうあの多分慣れてなさそう、非常事態みたいな脳が、
mm-hmm.
で寝れなくなっちゃうんだよね。で寝れないから余計寝れない、なんていうので、あもう朝3時だ朝4時だ、あ6時には起きたいんだけどあと2時間しかない、じゃもう今寝れば2時間寝れるから今寝ないとってなってるともうダメみたいな。
Are you just lying there or are you doing something?
Or... I'm just lying there trying to fall asleep and it's just I'm just there. Yeah, だからアラームダメなんだよねアラームがダメな人間になってしまったから、もうそれしょうがないんだけど、学校がちょっと今までより早くなったから、そう7時には起きたいから早く寝ないといけないんだけどとか、まあちょっといろいろあってさ、い や、子供がなんか幼稚園とやっぱ 小学校ちょっと違うじゃん。なんか幼稚園はもうちょっと適当だったんだよね、別に、まあ、転校もしたしさ、なんとなく、ああ、OK、まあ、ちょっと一時預かりとかの延長ぐらいの気分で、自分も。
Mm-hmm.
なんか余裕だったんだけど、あ、こっから小学校。まあ、4歳だけど、一応こっちはもう小学校みたいなのが始まっちゃうから。ああ、もう、なんて言うんだろう。始まるって思ったらさ。And there's so much going on. You know, there's orientation thing, and there's like this...You know, parent teacher wine introduction event this Friday, and we have to, you have to register for club activities at 8 p.m. sharp online. And if you miss that, your kid won't, you know, be able to participate in them. とかさ。
Sounds fun.
yeah. So, なんかそのプレッシャー。謎のなんかこうやって聞いてると大したことないように聞こえるじゃん、多分。
First world,
なんでそれでそんな
First world problems.
思うんだけど、
I never set my alarm.
Now I do. But yeah. でも結構みんな言うよね、やっぱ小学校入って楽になると思ったけど全然楽にならないみたいな。やっぱホームワークとかもさ始まるし。
It's not a big deal.The
I know、
stuff.
It sounds like it's not a big deal, but it's not your life. So then there's this extra pressure, you know? Like, it's not your life and you can't control it. And you won't know if your kid will like the school or not, or if the teachers are good, or if the curriculum is actually good or whatever, after all the sales talk and shit, you know?、Mm-hmm. Until your kid actually starts going. And until...You actually start interacting with the teachers and see them interact with your kids. So,、
mm-hmm.
yeah. It's been a bit overwhelming, especially for someone like me with something with anxiety issues.
I was like pretty, I was like kind of nervous. I was at the tax, I had to go to the Zay Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I was like so confused.
I still don't understand it though.
I'm like so
I
confused.
I still don't get it.
Yeah. I've just been at the bank, at the Zemishol. It's just compliance stuff. There's just compliance stuff. All, it's just, it's to death.
I still don't understand. Oh, and then we had this new merch stuck at Zekon.Or Tsukan,
yeah,
or whatever they call it again.
That's
done, I think. But
this Zemishul thing was an 8 month long confusion.
Yeah, I still don't get it though. Because with all the other companies that I work with, I've had to submit that. And I don't know why, just with this one, we don't need it.
I'm taking their word for it.This is legal compliance stuff, which basically somebody just made it up. It's just made up stuff.
Yeah.
So if you try to understand like why you have to do this, why you have to submit this, why I try to understand like the why they do things the way they do things, it'll make you miserable. You just have to do it. Don't try to understand. It'll make you sick.
I recently tried to make a bank account here, and then in order for me to make a bank account here, they needed me to submit a bank statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't have a bank statement because I don't have a bank account here.
Right.
You know, so you can get easily stuck like that. Like,
well, it's the, like, it's no, like the work experience meme, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, you need experience to work here. It's like, well, I need a job to get experience. It's like, yeah, but if you don't have any experience, we can't hire you. It's like, okay, well.
I've been there too, actually, because I wanted to get a job at a PR agency, and they usually don't hire like newbies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, how am I going to start then?
They've changed like the... zemusho and presumably the homokyoku and the kuyaksho and all these places. So like you have to make appointments now. And the banks okay. are like that too. You have to like make an appointment.
No, but like at least you can go like there. At least you can go there and meet them. Here, like they don't even see you like ever. So it's just emails. Like at least in Japan, you can go there, and if you face someone, that someone will at least like respond to you. They won't ignore you or anything. Like they can't.
They used to. My new like bank branch is so bad. They do ignore people. They rope off the escalator to get to the front desk. You have to talk to a security guard. You have to like find the security guard and ask him to let you into the bank floor that has the front desk. But the security guard is like hiding. So you have to find him first. And then once you ask him, he'll come like 10 minutes later. And then like open it for you. It's like it's such a bad experience. You know, the last time I was there, I sent you a picture of the. I had to carry a laptop.
Oh yeah.
To like do a bank payment.
This really big, old laptop.
This lady, as she was leaving, like muttered to me like, "I fucking hate this bank." Like on her way out. Have you heard about did you hear about this teenage boy that got a USB cable like stuck in his penis?
No, that sounds painful, but I mean I don't have it, so I can't really imagine.
I think he was like 14.
Okay.
And his story is that he was trying to use the USB cable to like measure the distance.
That's not new, right? That story's not new, is it?
This one I'm pretty sure happened fairly recently. I don't know if they're the first person to ever do it, but
I thought that was some like at least 1 or 2 months ago, no?
Yeah, I think it's 1 or 2 months ago.
So you have seen it. It's not a new person who did exactly the same thing.
No. It's too soon. Okay, yeah. You can only have like one person do that per year or something. Yeah. There's a limit, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So you do know about that. So.
Yes.
And you didn't think anything of it. You just kept moving.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. まあ、お尻とかいろんなところに変なものを入れちゃいました系のやつはもう見ても何もほぼ思わないっていうかもうああまたかみたいな
You don't worry? Do you worry about that? I mean, maybe so, not right now, but eventually.
My high school friend is a doctor, and she told me once that she's seen someone with an entire mayonnaise のボトル Kewpie の
Kewpie?Not the
in his butt.
Butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it was a woman. Maybe it was a man. I can't really remember. But so the point of her story was that these patients always at first don't tell you that they put something in their butt. They're so embarrassed. They don't want to say it. So they just come in and be like, you know, something's wrong with my butt, and they don't really, you know, make it clear. Uh-huh. And then they do x-ray and it's like, oh, okay, that's mayonnaise. And then she said that they almost always pretend that they're surprised. Like, what? みたいな.
How did that get there?
Yeah, like, how did that happen? Oh, maybe it's あの時かな? みたいな感じで。みんなこう驚くふりをする、まあ、そういう人が多いっていう話をしてくれたことはと。
The、でも結構あるらしいよ、やっぱ。Mayonnaise bottle was it full? Or was it empty?
I didn't ask.
Like half full?
I didn't ask, but、なんかその何を入れるかよりその反応の方が私は興味あるというかさ、反応というかどういうふうにお医者さんに言うのかなとか、だからそうやってこうみたいな驚くふりをするっていう方が面白いなと思って。
It's really dangerous. Like this kid, they had to do surgery and like serious surgery, like scarring surgery where they had to cut, they had to like split.
Oof.
Like,
oof.
Like microwaving a hot dog or something.
Ooh, man.
I didn't need to get visual there, but.
Yeah. いやだから穴にね変なものを入れるのはどの穴でもやめておいた方がいいと思うよ。
Yeah, mostly bad things will happen, I think. Mostly.
Yeah, そうね。
It depends, but mostly.
Yeah.
Especially weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like an iPhone or a USB cable. And I think this USB cable, it was like,it was like a type A connector. It wasn't like micro USB.
What?
It's like USB 2.0, like a type A connector.
No, but how?
That's what I thought. I was just like,
how? I don't even want to think about it. That's crazy. Yeah.
A less disturbing topic, but have you heard of this trend of sunning your balls?
No, but I've read about something similar, like put sunning your vagina type thing. Like,
yeah. But what benefit does that have?
I forget what the claims were. でもそのそういうのをやめましょうみたいな記事は読んだことある。
Oh, really?Why?
いや普通にそのなんかあのメラノーマとか
I'm fine.
何をどこにぶつけたの今
I slammed my kneecap on the edge of this table, yeah.
Oh. Why are you reading all these painful articles? I actually watched
The
Social Dilemma.
Oh, really?It only
so I watched The Social Dilemma and Seaspiracy. Like, もうバンデード一気に剥がす。
I haven't seen the second one that you're talking about, but
一気にストレスを感じるテクニックじゃない、なんていうの、yeah. 方式。
So how did you, what did you think about Social Dilemma?
That was interesting. I mean, it's not like.All the information is new, but it's visualized, right? So,
yeah, and it's pretty holistic. Kind of puts the whole thing, like the bigger picture of what the effect is, you know?
Yeah. So, you know.
That really freaked me out.
That was interesting.
Because it's just like watching Social Dilemma, it's like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess so. That makes sense. Yeah.And by the end of the documentary, it's like, wow, we're all screwed. You know, it's kind of this, this thing is happening and we haven't quite appreciated how much that's changing us and how we interact and the leverage that companies have over us. And we don't really know what the implications are for the future in terms of our privacy or how we can be manipulated, you know. So I thought it was really good.So you liked it.
The depressing thing is like it's been whatever years, right, since that came out, and like regulation とか的に別にそんな変わってないっていうのが
It's like worse almost.
Yeah, それがやっぱ一番 depressing だった個人的には。いや本当にそうだよなって、だからもう何年も前から同じことずっと言ってるけど変わんないなっていうのが。Yeah.
What was the other one you watched?
Seaspiracy?
Seaspiracy? How is that spelled?
It's pretty controversial. Like Seaspiracy. Like ocean.
Okay.
Basically, they talk about how overfishing is having a larger impact than climate change for marine life in general. And how overfishing is a way bigger problem that, you know, we...way bigger problem than you know
than climate change
than the public perception
is it are they trying to say that it should be a higher priority than like other initiatives or like what is
so
the...
So they looked at they looked into the issue of labeling, you know, and like how it's not working.
You mean like fish are mislabeled?
No, like dolphin safe labels and FSC and that kind of, you know.
What's dolphin?
Nisho raberu. Like certificate safe. Labels.
What's that?
Yeah, like sustainable sticker とかあるじゃん。そういう感じの認証ラベルが、あの、実際はちゃんとワークしてない。全然サステナブルじゃないやつにもついちゃってるよみたいな。そこに利権がありますみたいな話と、あとは、what was the other one that I just... まあ、いや、そうね。なんか、overfishing。like, it's just, it's so not sustainable.みたいな話と oh and yeah they talked about plastic like the plastic issue、
mm-hmm.
there was this organization that's been pushing you know plastic like anti-plastic straw type、
mm-hmm.
campaign very strongly but then they're associated with the fishing industry、
hmm.
and the point of the movie was likeor at least the claim was like overfishing is taking way more lives of marine life、
mm-hmm.
compared to the plastic issues、
hmm.
but these organizations never talk about overfishing because they're associated with the fishing industry みたいなそういう話 so
sounds pretty cynical butbut it also
yeah, so when they talk about、
true.
Overfishing, like when you go out there, try to catch certain fish, you end up getting a lot of bycatch, like、mm-hmm. dolphins or, you know, all these creatures that we don't eat, but they die.
Do they all die or are, like some of them die or like, do you
I
know?
I think most of them die.
I do know that a lot of animals get caught in nets that are intended for other fish, other creatures, you know? So there's like...
And the amount is... The amount is pretty crazy.
Mm.
So the movie starts with, of course, Taiji, you know, dolphin hunting. Mm. And a lot of people know about it and feel, you know, sad about it. But then what's going on in other parts of the world... You know, how many dolphins are killed and stuff because of this bycatch. It's incomparable.
You mean
so that's
the
what
dolphin
they talked about, too.
You mean that the dolphin hunting is actually not
nothing compared to, yeah, nothing
the
compared
killed
to
by
the
industry of that is
yeah.
overfishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, we shouldn't care or get too wound up or focus too much on.Where is it? Taiji.
So, yeah. So, well, one issue with dolphin hunting is, like, there's also a huge diken, right? Because some of them are selling dolphins to aquariums and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That is also not sustainable. So mm-hmm. I think we talked about this with Kawabata-san when he came on to our show, but...それ自体も別に問題ではないとは言ってないんだけど、その死んでるイルカの数だけ見たら、その何、世界の人が、じゃあ、ね、退治に怒ってるのもおかしいよねと番組は言ってないけど、見てる方からしたら、いや、それはそうだよなって思うような。Like in France, I think they showed a number that was like, I can't remember, 10 times or, you know, more, 10 times more dolphins that are killed by, because of this bycatch.
By French, the French fishing industry?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, so that was interesting. But they also...
So what's the conspiracy? It's called Seaspiracy, right? So the conspiracy is kind of like a magic trick that the fishing industry is sort of directing our focus to non-issues like the straw.
Yeah, and I think how bycatch is not really considered as a factor, like when as a factor when they talk about sustainability.
Mm.
So I think there's like a cap limit, right? Or you can get X amount of tuna per year for sustainability mm-hmm. or whatever. And so as long as you're keeping that, you're considered to be doing sustainable fishing. But then in reality, you're to catch that amount of tuna, you're killing, you know, so much like turtles and dolphins and all kinds of fish and, you know, whatever. That we don't even eat.
But we're going to run out of tuna too, right? I mean, isn't
yeah, there... Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's this major decline for tons of species in the ocean. And like what stuck to me was like one of the experts or whoever was talking about how when we think of fishing, we think about, you know, some men on the fish on a small fishing boat, you know, fishing. But in reality, these are like these ships are like buildings.
Yeah, you and know, the nets and are just super, they're kilometers
huge.
Long.
Yeah, and what they a, just, you know,
seems like
it's like a killing machine and people don't really think about it.
What if they just made it so if you catch something and it's, you know, it's not going to survive otherwise, then you have to sell it as food. Is that going to make it worse or better?
Like, I don't.
You know.
Yeah. So, I mean, なんか結構センセーショナルに描いてる部分も多いし、最初になんか日本に来て、あの、なんか会社に抗議にしに行くんだけど、なんかその会社、なんか違くない?みたいな、なんかちょっとツッコミどころみたいなのもちょいちょいあるんだけど。
うん。
まあでも、it was interesting.
Yeah, and I haven't heard much about overfishing lately.
They went to some northern European country where they do whale hunting. I can't remember. Somewhere in...
Is it like Netherlands?
Northern Europe.
Like the Faroe Islands like, or something?
And then... なんかその人にインタビューしたりとかして、それはすごい良かった。あの、結局ね、あのそれを全部食べるわけだから、その村でじゃあクジラをね食べる分取って大事に食べるっていうのと、なんか鶏を何百羽何千羽何万羽って殺すのと何が違うかみたいな。だその例えば小さい村でイルカを取るとかクジラを取る、それ自体は別にサスティナブルなわけだよね。その人たちのせいでサスティナブルじゃなくなってるわけじゃない。結局その巨大な漁業の産業があって、そこでみんなが食べるための魚をもうとんでもないぐらい取ってる。で食べない分まで全部取ってもう死んでしまってる。それのせいで数が減少してサスティナブルじゃなくなっちゃってるのを、そのイルカとかクジラを取ってる人たち、もともと取ってきた人たちで、別にそんな数で言ったら大したことないんだけど、そこが注目されちゃって責められるっていう、まあ、構図には確かになってるんだろうなとか思ったけど、その巨大な産業がなければ別にね、そんなちっちゃい村とかで取ってたところで何のその大したインパクトはないはずだから。
So it seems like the issue is mainly the methodthat these nets sort of just are catch-all nets.
Yeah. And the amounts of plastic that these nets produce, like microplastics.
I saw that actually a large portion of the Pacific garbage gyre is from fishing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so, like discarded fishing nets and...
So I think that the documentary kind of touched on this disparity of how much people talk about plastic straw versus these nets that are actually creating like the majority of the plastic in the ocean that's right. killing all these animals. So and how this trend was created by these organizations that you know, are the plastic in the, straw. The exact industry とか。
Right.
まあ、それは確かに面白いポイントというか、いや、おかしいよな、それは確かに。
Isn't it weird? Like, the ocean is beautiful. It has all these life forms. And no one owns the stuff in the ocean, right? Like, we kind of, all human beings, ideally, seems like, should have some, you know, the ocean and all the things living in it belong, or, I don't know if belong is the right word, but it has value to everyone, right? It has value to us. It has value to future generations of human beings. So to just go out there and like kill all these animals, it just seems like obviously bad. I mean, it's probably a simplistic way to look at it. But if something is a public good and then someone wants to make money and they are spending, they are damaging, you know, our limited public good, which in this case is the biodiversity of the oceans. You know, that's an externality to their business that shouldn't be free, right? So there needs to be a disincentive against that. There should be, you know, if you want to use those sorts of nets, then you should have to pay some massive fine or penalty to do it. Or I don't think they should be outlawed, although at some point that would make sense, right? If it's like, okay, we're going to literally run out of fish or we're literally going to have empty oceans.
Yeah.
But for them, you know, their businesses,
they want
profit.
And it's not just about food, right? I mean, we need them so that the earth will stay habitable.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'll affect everybody, but I guess there's not enough conversation about it. That's the impression that I got from this movie.
Mm. It's really difficult.
It's pretty depressing.
With just there are so many people that have good intentions and genuinely care about the well-being, the sustainability, and future of this planet. But where to put that energy? You know, there isn't a clear consensus. And it's a difficult intellectual challenge to allocate those resources correctly and do so before it's too late, you know, for certain things. But
yeah, 本当にそう。いや、文字起こしのテキストを同時にリリースしていると思いますのでチェックしてみてください。Apple Store か Google Play Store でバイリンガルニュースと検索すると出てくると思います。文字起こしのテキストや英語表現解説エッセイ読み放題月額240円。あとは宿題プラン月額360円。どちらも無料試し期間があるので無料で全部使ってみれる。なので迷ってる人はそちらも利用してみてください。バイリンガルニュース .jp で新しい猫星人ステッカーみんな写真送ってくれてありがとうございます。パソコンに貼ってくれてる人が多いかな。夜光るやつだよね。Glow in the dark stickers.
It needs to be charged, so it's not just gonna like randomly glow on its own, but
yeah. あとはなんだっけ。あ、Facebook、Instagram、Twitter やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。